your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
And now at 1 o'clock, the latest headlines from Joanna Earle.
The youngest person to ever admit terror offences in the UK has been sentenced to life in jail. The 15-year-old sent 3,000 messages to a man in Melbourne, encouraging him to target police officers during Anzac Day memorial celebrations. He'll serve a minimum of 5 years behind bars. Detectives Chief Superintendent Tony Mole said the boy from Blackburn became seduced by Islamic State.
I would suggest he became highly interested in it, and he's used that when he's got onto social media and he's met like-minded people and he's engaged with this person and encouraged to talk, carry out this attack.
This is KMFM News.
The family of a gunman who shot dead 9 people at a community college in America say they're shocked and devastated. 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, who was born in England, was killed in a standoff with police in Oregon. His stepsister says she can't believe what happened.
No matter if he was sad or mad, he would always try to cheer up everybody. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like something he would have to go through. He didn't have to go through that.
President Obama's warned mass shootings are becoming routine in America and the nation has become numb. The owners of an Ashford pub have been telling KMFM how finding a customer's phone has led to a man being convicted of having indecent images of children. The mobile had been left at the Albion in Willsborough last November. Nick Rampton and her husband Ian looked through the photos to work out who it belonged to.
Made me feel sick, having a little one ourselves. Obviously you straight away, you go into that mode and think how you'd feel if that was your actual child, and it did make me feel sick and I wouldn't look at any others.
38-year-old Daniel Bessel from Whitstable Road in Canterbury has pleaded guilty after more images were found at his home. He's due to be sentenced next month. A Medway man who made £45 million from selling fake bomb detectors has been ordered to pay back £1.25 million of it. Gary Bolton claimed the devices could find explosives and drugs. They were actually just an antennae on a plastic box. The 47-year-old from Redshank Road in Chatham was jailed for 7 years in 2013.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman who's fought breast cancer has told KMFM how she's teaming up with a former Olympian to help other people who suffered serious illness or injury. Paula Kerr from Meppen was diagnosed 2 years ago and used fitness and nutrition to help her get through treatment.
It just makes you feel like there's a little piece of you that you're hanging on to. You're dealing with this other big thing and you don't look like you and you don't really always feel like you, but there is a bit of you still hanging in there, and you develop that as best you can and get some strength from it and get some positivity from it.
The mum of two is now running weekend fitness retreats with rower James Cracknell, who suffered serious head injuries in 2010. If you're a parent in Medway, you're being given the chance to have a say on the way children are allocated school places. It's all part of the local council's efforts to make applying for places as fair and as simple as possible. Bosses want to know views on the proposed arrangements for the start of the academic year in 2017. The consultation takes place until next month. And comedian Patrick Kilton's told KMFM he's hoping to get some life advice in Canterbury tonight as he starts his new stand-up show. The presenter will be kicking off the UK tour of Help at the Gulbenkian and is sharing his thoughts on love and life. The dad-to-be says he wants the audience to get involved in.
Rather than me having to spend £300 to lie on a sofa of a psychiatrist, I thought, what about if I invite perfect strangers who've been through lots more life experiences than me, and at the end of it I go, that's what I think, what do you think?
The show gets underway at 7:30 tonight.
KMFM Sport.
Rugby and England now know they must avoid defeats to Australia at the World Cup tomorrow, or it could be an early exit from the competition. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, it follows Wales's 23-13 victory over Fiji in Cardiff last night. Meantime, England's head coach Stuart Lancaster has rejected suggestions he treats players like children in training camp. The claims came from former England captain Will Carling after their defeat to Wales last weekend. Ice hockey, and Kent's Invicta Dynamos have suffered their first defeat of the season. They were beaten 4-2 by Chelmsford Chieftains at the Ice Bowl in Gillingham last night in the South East Trophy. Next up is a trip to Streatham Redskins in South Division 1 tomorrow. And in football, Gillingham welcome Oldham Athletic to Priestfield this weekend, looking to continue their good form at home. The Gills have won all 5 games there so far this season, including Tuesday night's 5-1 win over Fleetwood Town. Manager Justin Edinburgh says tomorrow's opposition will be tough, though.
Another tough game, a against an older side who don't lose many games, draw a lot of games, but sure, come here under new guidance of a new manager, still implementing and then putting his new ideas and his own stamp on the team, so one that we have to be very careful of.
You can also watch our preview to the game. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.